News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that Jamaica's real gross domestic product, GDP, grew by an estimated 1.1% during the April to June quarter of 2016, as compared with the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the increase was influenced mostly by an improvement in overall weather conditions across the island relative to last year. Cumulative rainfall for the first 6 months of 2016 was 105% of the 30-year mean, compared with 67% of the 30-year mean for the corresponding period in 2015.
The outturn for the April to June 2016 period largely reflected favorable weather conditions relative to the corresponding period of 2015, which positively impacted the performances of the agriculture, forestry and fishing, and the electricity and water supply industries.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing Wednesday. He says other factors influencing the growth in the GDP include strengthening of the global economy and its positive impact on local hotels and restaurants, an improvement in domestic demand, as well as increased levels of domestic and industrial construction activities. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging Jamaicans to secure proof of ownership for properties they acquire. Mr. Holness says the process of securing a title has been made easier through the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP.
In order to build a strong economy and improve the quality of life for our citizens, we must give our people security of ownership wherever possible. Your title is an asset that can be used to secure your future and that of your children. Engage the process of getting your title.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a handing over ceremony at Jamaica House on Tuesday. Over 600 titles have been issued under LAMP since the start of the 2016-2017 financial year. Mr. Holness says the program is on track to surpass its target of 1,200 titles before May 2017. He adds that LAMP recognizes and continues to address issues with subdivisions and informal land inheritance, especially in rural parts of the country. Primary and secondary schools across the island are to benefit from a 90% increase in maintenance grants at the start of the new academic year in September. Minister of Education Senator Ruel Reid says the allocation per capita will be further increased to $2,500 in the next financial year, up from approximately $1,000.
We are dispatching the maintenance grant to your schools as we speak. But this sector is not at all being underserved.
Senator Reid was speaking at a Region 6 back-to-school meeting held at the Cedar Grove Academy in Portmore, St. Catherine recently. The Education Minister says government is looking at several recommendations and initiatives to further develop the sector. And public sector nurses have signed a 2-year wage agreement with the government for the 2015 to 2017 contract period. Under the agreement, nurses will receive a 4% salary increase for year 1 and 3% in year 2. Minister of State with responsibility for the public service, Rudyard Spencer, says the government is doing its best to assist and support health practitioners.
I want you all to know we are very, very pleased with the Civil Service Association and the National Workers Union for their tolerance, their understanding of the issues, and so by their wish able to sign an agreement.
Minister Spencer was speaking at the signing ceremony held at the Ministry of Finance in Kingston earlier this week. He says the agreement will include provisions for education and training for nurses. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.